Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Pete Broberg. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ford trying to get to third. Thomason throws the ball into Gross, who tags Ford for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero catches it and throws to second to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering juggles the ball. That's an error on Revering. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Edwards hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ford. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guerrero moves to second. 2 outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing left field. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards misplays the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Carew reaches second base with a double. Cubbage scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Lacey now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Elias Sosa now pitching. Rich Childs pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Weiniger moves to third. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Scherz now pitching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Revering moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Gross reaches second base with a double. Revering scores. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Greg Thayer now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Essien and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Gary Serum now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Serum, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Sosa covering, for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Johnson now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Bob Randall. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sosa. Norwood moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.